No. Get a pillow book.
Of course it is. That's a pillow book.
Yes.
And does it sit here in the closet?
Will you sit down to...
Can we sit down together?
Yes, please.
Good night. Yes, of course.
Not sit down, brother.
Can you not sit down, dear John? You're in a bit of a state, aren't you?
No. Up here on my leg. Head. Right.
Oh, that was a big sigh. Oh, is that how you feel?
Mm.
Like a big sigh? Oh, do you feel better for sighing?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Now, what's this you've got? Your caterpillar book?
Yes.
Do you want to read it, or are you making the bridge?
Tunnel.
Are you making a tunnel, are you, for the bus to go through?
Yeah, that means for you.
Oh, look.
Eating nuts. Eating nuts.
Eating nuts?
Yes.
Who's eating nuts? A squirrel?
No, Betty Emma's eating all it.
Who's eating nuts?
Not mum and dad. I mean that.
You don't mean that?
I'm Betty eating nuts.
Betty's eating nuts?
Betty eating nuts.
Birdie's eating nuts.
Birdie eating nuts.
When I last saw Birdie, she was upstairs asleep by the radiator. She wasn't eating nuts. Why do you say Birdie's eating nuts? You've seen, been watching the squirrel eating nuts, haven't you?
With Nana and Grandad? No, Nana and Thomas.
Nana and Thomas? Well, Nana's not been here today, has she?
No.
No. Where have we been today? Been to the toddler group. And then we've been to see Linda and Charlotte, haven't we? Mm. Did we have lunch at their house?
No.
Oh dear, the bridge has fallen over.
Mummy sorted out.
Well, it's a book, Thomas. It's not really a bridge, is it? So if you're going to ride the bus over the top, I think it probably will fall over. Are you going to have a look at the book?
Where's
what come from? Where's Bertie the bus gone now?
I see him.
You can see him again?
Yes.
Here he is.
I'm peeping.
He's peeping. Was he peeping through the tunnel?
I'm peeping the door.
Peeping through the door?
I'm peeping.
Oh, he's always peeping.
He
is. Isn't he?
Silly peeping.
Silly peeping. Has he got lots of passengers on the bus?
Oh, no.
No?
Gone away?
They've all gone away?
Oh, yes,
Why are you talking about Sonia and Isabel?
Playgroup.
You've seen Isabel, haven't you, at playgroup?
Sonia, do we, please?
Oh, yes, that's right, when we arrived. Sonia was shouting to Isabel, come and do a wee-wee, wasn't she?
Wee!
Is that what she said? Mm. You're riding around on that bicycle, weren't you? And the tractor, do you remember the tractor and trailer you were playing with? Because that little boy was really cheeky, wasn't he? Because you were riding around with the tractor and trailer and he pulled the trailer off, so you stopped and you got off the tractor to go and put the trailer back on the back. Then he jumped on the tractor and drove off, didn't he? And left you holding the trailer. He was a cheeky boy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What was he?
Parrot.
A parrot. No, he was a cheeky parrot. You saw Michael, didn't you?
So Michael.
Michael's got a little brother now.
Like a brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jack.
Is your brother called Jack? He's only a few weeks old, isn't he?
Lord. Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom?
The tunnel.
Oh, Peeping Tom. I thought Peeping Tom was a funny thing to say. Peeping Tunnel. You've got your little Lego car now, haven't you? Is that going up and over the bridge?
Come right up to the edge of the bridge. Oh dear.
Are you having problems with the tunnel? You were playing with a garage as well this morning with this one, weren't you?
Yeah, that was.
Remember, that had a ramp, didn't it?
Lamp.
That's a lamp, a ramp. You were driving the cars up to the top of the ramp.
Ramp,
that's right. This is a ramp.
Yeah, a ramp.
And you were getting them to the top and then letting them fall down, weren't you? I think Isabel's having a garage for Christmas from her grandma. Because they didn't know what to buy her. And she's fascinated with garages and cars. So I think that's what she's going to want to play with at Christmas.
No carriage.
No carriage? Has the carriage just fallen on the floor? There you are.
Where's the bus?
Where's the bus? It's here.
Bertie, it's all dirty now. Yes.
Oh, look at that. That's clever. You've put Bertie on the back of the train carriage. Has something happened to Bertie?
Yes. He's been a sore knee.
He's got a sore knee, has he? Well, the book we were reading last night with Bertie the bus, he had a flat tyre, didn't he? He hit a name in the road and he had a flat tyre.
Poorly.
He was poorly, that's right. But while the driver changed the wheel, Thomas the Tank Engine gave all the passengers a lift into the station, didn't he? Mm. No, don't be rough.
Read a book, please.
You'd like to read the book? Okay. You're going to sit on your window, are you?
Oh, yes.
This is called The Very Hungry Caterpillar. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. Where's the egg?
Here.
And what's this?
A big moon.
A big moon. And can you see the face?
Yes.
That's called the man in the moon. What can you see?
Big green leaf.
The green leaf? Yes, well, the big green leaf. That's where the egg lie. But can you see the face in the moon?
Mm.
What's he got? Two eyes, a nose and a mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not dark anymore, is it now? We've turned the page.
sunny.
It's sunny now. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. He started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through one, two, three,
four strawberries.
But he was still hungry. You see all the holes in the fruit where he's walked through them. He's eaten them, bitten them, eaten through them. On Friday, he ate through one, two, three, four, five oranges. But he was still hungry. Gosh, this looks like a big feast. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. And that night he had a tummy ache. I'm not surprised, look how many things he's eaten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things he's eaten, Thomas. He's eaten through one piece of chocolate cake. Ice cream cone.
One pickle.
One cheese. One slice of Swiss cheese.
One lollipop.
No, that's not a lollipop. That's like a sausage. It's salami. You slice it up. It's a slice of salami.
Marmalade.
No, that's not marmalade. That's, you said it before. On a stick.
Stick.
A lollipop.
Lollipop.
It's a cake. It's like a cake. It's a piece of cherry pie. It's made with pastry and it's got cherries inside. Oh, what's that?
Sausage.
A sausage. You know what a sausage is when you see one.
Like a sausage pudding.
Oh, here she is. Yes, I didn't know Purdy had come down the stairs. You're giving Purdy a sausage from the book. Yeah. She says thank you very much, she's enjoyed that.
Don't you do that? Enjoy that?
She did enjoy it, Thomas. Yes, she said thank you very much. And what's this?
Have that one.
Oh, that's a piece of salami. Well, the pig's walked away now, Thomas. She's going in the kitchen for something to eat properly. Let's just look at this while she's eating. What's this?
Lollipop.
No, that's...
cake.
A cake in a little paper case. A cupcake, they're calling it. And this is a slice of...
Melon.
So let's have a look. On Sunday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, one pickle, one slice of Swiss cheese, one slice of salami, one lollipop, one piece of cherry pie, one sausage, one cupcake, and one slice of watermelon. And that night he had
a tummy ache.
I'm not surprised. The next day was Sunday again, and the caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf. Look how many holes are in the green leaf. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And after that he felt much better. Now he wasn't hungry anymore, and he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar.
Buddy, little honey here. Buddy, look, caterpillar. Look at
there. You're telling Purdy?
He was.
Yes, he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. What was he?
Big boy.
A big one. Do you remember at music group on Friday we talk about things that are very large and very small? The things that grow, don't we? And we talk about the elephant. I can't remember much about the song, but the elephant is. That's right, you're doing that with your arm as if it's the trunk. He's terribly fat and he's terribly tall. I think we might say he's terribly wide and he's terribly tall. He has no fingers, he has no toes, but goodness gracious, what a...
big nose.
What a big nose. An elephant's nose is called a trunk.
A trunk.
A trunk. So look at this caterpillar. Oh, shall we look at the front of the book? There he was, look. Look at that. He was a very hungry caterpillar. He started off with his little egg, and out of the egg popped this tiny little thing, and he's eaten all this food, and suddenly he's a big fat caterpillar. And shall we hear the story? He built a small house called a cocoon around himself. He stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, pushed his way out, and...
butterfly!
Pop! He was a beautiful butterfly! So there you are, you start off with a little egg on the leaf, and it grows into a caterpillar, and he eats and eats and eats, and then he goes to sleep, and it... ah! Thomas, don't you dare bite me!
Yeah.
That was very naughty.
No.
That was a naughty thing to do.
No, Daddy, I don't know.
Why did you bite Mummy's arm? You're not like the hungry caterpillar needing to eat.
Yeah.
Eat and bite? Yeah. You don't bite, Tanya.
Yeah.
You must never bite people. Yeah. You've got bitten for a long, long time.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No. No, no,
yeah.
No, no, no. No, naughty boys bite.
No.
And naughty boys bite some big lions and big tigers.
No.
Oh, Purdy will bite if you upset her, won't she?
No.
But it's different animals biting, because Purdy can't talk, can she? So if she gets upset, she can't say, oh, Thomas, don't do that, you're annoying me. She just has to go like that. But she hasn't bitten you yet, has she? Nobody's ever bitten you in your mouth.
Big alarm.
A big alarm? Can you hear an alarm ringing? Yes, I can hear. Sounds as if it's a long way away.
Run away now.
So nobody's ever bitten you in your little life, so you should never ever bite anybody else.
Yeah.
Ben was a little bit rough with Charlotte, wasn't he? Charlotte's his little sister. And he was really quite rough, Thomas, wasn't he? He kept smacking her and hitting her. And she hadn't done anything wrong, had she?
No.
But did she cry? No. Well, you'd cry, wouldn't you, if you weren't doing anything naughty and suddenly somebody came up and smacked you. But Charlotte's quite tough. They play well together, don't they? And they have a little table and chairs like this, don't they?
Yes, Charlotte and Jordan.
He had some little trains too. Who did he have?
Gordon.
Gordon.
James.
James.
Thomas.
Thomas.
And Percy.
And Percy. And we switched the switch on the side and they went around the floor going chug, 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 chug. Didn't they? Chug, 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 chug. Chug, 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 chug.
And then Charlotte. With Percy.
Yes, you're playing with Thomas and Gordon and Percy, weren't you? And what else did you play with? Did you play with that tent?
Yeah.
Remember that Action Man tent? That was amazing because we built it, didn't we, on the floor. It's a big tent and we were all playing inside it. And when you'd finished playing, Lynn folded it up into a tiny, tiny space, didn't she? And it folded into a bag. It was very nice because in the summer we can play with it in the garden, so it was nice in the house as well, wasn't it? No, Thomas, no one needs that, that's not his lettuce. Would Thomas like a little tent? Thomas, would you like a little tent? You're not talking to me.
No.
Oh, why?
Mint.
You want a mint?
Yeah.
I don't think we've got any mints, have we?
Oh, yes.
Have we?
Yeah.
Where have we got mints? I don't think we've got any mints in the house, Thomas.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, yes. But you just know something I don't.
Mints up there. Mints are now. Let's see them.
No, we don't have mints in the house. It's really when Grandma and Grandad come. Grandma usually has some mints in her handbag, doesn't she?
Yes. Let's see one.
No, I don't think we've got any mints,
Thomas. Yes.
Do you fancy a mint?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Well, listen, we've got to go out later.
Yes.
And post a letter, haven't we?
Stand up.
Stand up?
Oh,
so perhaps
traffic lights in the window.
Traffic lights?
Red stop in the window.
Red stop Ringo. Well, perhaps we could go out and post a letter and maybe go to the shop and buy some mints. What do you think to that?
Let's see one. Have a mint, please. I don't want.
Well, I haven't got any mints, Tom.
Let's see one.
You ate a lot at Lynn and Charlotte's house, Ben and Charlotte's house, didn't you?
Mint.
You had, no, you didn't have a mint, but you had a tiny chicken burger with a sesame seed bun and some chips and peas and a chocolate muffin for pudding. And since then, you've had a bag of Maltesers and an orange lollipop.
Charlie.
Because it's going a bit dark now, but it's been a beautiful afternoon.
No, sunshine.
No, but it's going dark now, but it has been sunshine. We sat out in the garden, didn't we? Mummy and Lynn sat in the garden. You rode round on bicycles. And I had a look at Wendy House at the bottom of the garden. What had happened to the door?
Stuck. Big red one.
The big red door has got stuck, hasn't it?
What's this? What's this, Mummy?
What, do you want to have a look at this catalogue?
Yeah.
All right, just a second. Can Mummy just get a tissue and then we'll reach the catalogue down?
Mummy,
look at the logs. Logs. Let me blow a nose and then we'll reach the catalogue and we'll have a look. Right, would you like to put this on your chair because we're going to need the table to rest the catalogue because it's very heavy, isn't it? Come on, lock it out. Do you want to have a look? I thought you wanted to look at the toys.
No, I don't want things. And that one, please. That one.
Oh, that's what you used to have when you were a baby to hold your milk bottle in. So it kept the milk cool and it wouldn't go funny in the heat or the sun. Have you found that in the cupboard this morning?
Open it.
Well, there's nothing in there. Have you taken it out of the cupboard in the kitchen?
Yes. Right. And broken it.
Yes, well, it has broken it. It's old, isn't it now? Oh, look, there are lots of things here. What can you see?
Tigger?
There's
an old teddy bear.
There's teddy bears. What's the teddy bear called?
Nuda.
What's he called?
Nuda.
What's he called?
Nuda.
Nuda? Thomas, he's called Winnie the Pooh.
Nuda.
You're being silly.
Nuda.
Who are those?
Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. Which Teletubbies?
Be the noise.
Oh, Teletubbies again.
Nuda playing Nuda's.
Nuda, yes, a little vacuum cleaner.
Thomas.
Sir Thomas the Tank Engine.
The
That's Not Bertie, is it? That looks like either Percy or Gordon. It's green.
Percy.
It's Percy, is it? Oh, look, we were talking about little tents. There's a tent there that pops up. Look in the shape of Thomas the Tank Engine. What else can you see? It's a picture of a baby there, look, lying underneath a gym, a baby gym. Do you remember you used to spend hours on the floor lying under a baby gym, didn't you? It probably wasn't hours. But...
look, it's not hours, Abigail's.
Abigail's? Does Abigail have a mobile phone like that?
Yes. Sonia and Isabel's.
And Sonia and Isabel have a mobile phone?
What's that? From...
who has these? The little ducks that walk along.
Grandad.
Grandad, oh, Grandma or Grandad used to like playing with them, didn't they? They're so hot today, haven't they?
There's ducks, 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 ducks.
Oh, here's the garage, look. This is like you were playing with this morning. That's nice, isn't it? Look, it's even got a helicopter pad, landing pad for a helicopter to land. Top of the garage. There's some nice train sets, aren't there?
Mm.
Nice train sets.
Look.
Please let go of that.
Car.
Yes, a car.
Blue.
That's a big car, isn't it?
Look, blue.
Look.
Slide.
A slide?
It's a bow duck.
And it's a little girl on the slide. Is it like Isabel?
Yeah.
Look.
Cameras.
You ride around in a little car like that, don't you, at playgroup? Rocking horse. This is something else Isabel has that you play with at her house. What is it?
Kitchen.
A kitchen. Yes, yeah, she has a lovely little kitchen and you like opening the doors, don't you? This, Thomas, I've just looked at, realised this, is just like the one with that big playgroup you used to go to in the summer. Do you remember at Field and Park? Do you remember that lovely playgroup we used to go to? It was only on for a few weeks and we used to go and all the children, you all sat around and had toast and blackcurrant juice. Do you remember that playgroup? They were supposed to be starting the playgroup on Friday afternoons and they haven't done that, have they?
No.
Well, look, I can see a man with some ladders. Is it the window cleaner?
No.
He's not at our side of the road, though, is he? He's walking near Sue's house. And this kitchen is exactly the same as that playgroup, Thomas, because there's a little fridge with a drinks dispenser and cupboards for all the crockery and a dishwasher and a cooker and a microwave. And they had that lovely Wendy house there, didn't they? I'd forgotten about that.
Not flying. Helmet.
Oh, wait, that little boy's wearing a helmet. I don't think it's a fire engine. He's at a workbench, isn't he? Are you tired, sweetheart, now?
No, Pete,
Thomas, you're going to rip my blouse holding on to me like that. Do you want a cuddle?
Big fire engine.
There is a big fire engine, yes. Oh, there's a fireman's rescue set, look. The little boy's wearing a helmet.
What's this?
Well, that's called an oxygen tank. When something's on fire, Tom, it's like the bonfire. Do you remember last Friday when we watched that bonfire being lit? Do you remember all the smoke? Remember all the smoke that we saw coming from the trees? Do you remember that? Well, when there's a fire, there's always smoke. And if ever you find yourself by the smoke, you can't breathe, you go, you cough a lot. So the poor firemen who have to go into the smoke-filled places to rescue people have to have something to breathe with.
Oh.
And that's why they need a little oxygen mask.
Oh.
Oh, that's interesting. Are you interested by that?
No.
Yeah. Does Fireman Sam perhaps have one?
Yes.
You think he does? Look, that little boy is...
Thomas.
Yeah, well, it's like you because he's wearing a yellow hat, identical to yours.
Yeah.
That's a lovely tipper truck, isn't it?
Yeah.
There are some lovely things, aren't there?
The car! Pink car!
It's a pink car, yes. Well, that's like the car that you ride around in, because it's pink and white, so it's more for little girls, isn't it?
Oh.
It doesn't have to be for little girls, but I think it's a Barbie doll one.
Yeah.
Oh, now what have we got?
Digger.
A digger.
The trailer.
With a trailer.
No, pink trailer. And a trailer.
It's not a pink trailer, it's an orange and a yellow trailer. It says a ploughman's tractor and trailer. That's very nice, isn't it?
Ooh.
Look, and there are even motorbikes.
Ooh. Ooh.
And a policeman. Ooh. And some little prams. Now that's something else you used to like playing with at the play group. There were some little dolls prams and you used to like pushing them out around, didn't you? Why have you done that to us?
Well, now
it's hot to form a movie. You put it to the table. Put it right.
Yes,
put the table right. And Charlotte's had a beautiful doll, didn't she? Do you remember Charlotte's doll? I saw it this morning. No, Thomas, if you keep tipping this table up, I'm going to take it off you. It's not to climb on, it's not to throw down. Where are you going?
Kitchen.
You're going to the kitchen with the table? I don't think that's a good idea, Thomas, because if you stand on it, it'll tip up and you'll fall over. Come on, let's come back through here.
Yeah.
Come on, because the window cleaner, look, you can watch the window cleaner cleaning the windows at Sue's house.
No!
Look, the window cleaner's going up the house, he's got ladders. Can we go and post that letter and have a little walk and then we can look at him and we'll come back? Have a little break. Yes? A little break and we'll come back.
Big wheelie under there. Big wheelie.
Who has?
Daddy done a wheelie. I got a big wheelie.
It's a tail, Thomas. You know it's a tail.
A tail wheelie on me.
She's got a big fluffy tail, hasn't she?
I kiss it.
Well, I wouldn't kiss it if I were you.
It's not funny. Mummy, don't kiss the tail.
Right, shall we go to pay you something to eat?
Kiss the paw.
You're kissing her paw now?
No, I can't.
You can't?
Lift it. No, not this. Not lift it.
No, Thomas, don't. You frighten her when you get so close. That's not nice. Come on, we'll give Cody a bite to eat. And then we'll change you while she's eating. How's that? Right, Cody, here you are. Here's your food, sweetheart. Come across. There you are.
A big willy.
Right, come along. She's eating now. You need a change, don't you? You're going to come out?
No.
Oh, well. That's fair enough. I'll talk to Purdy instead. I'm sure Purdy would like to talk to me.
Mummy?
Yes? We saw Christopher, didn't we, when we went out?
Yeah. Don't smell it, turn it off, please.
Pardon?
Turn it off, please.
What are you saying?
Thomas the Tank Engine video.
Yes, Christopher was telling you about his Thomas the Tank Engine video, wasn't he?
No.
Because Christopher had just come home from school when we saw him, and he was carrying a little satchel, wasn't he, that said Thomas the Tank Engine on it. And he was telling you that he's got the latest Thomas the Tank Engine video. That's what he was telling you about, wasn't it? We went to post a letter, didn't we? Do you remember posting that brown envelope in the letterbox? And who else was posting letters?
Thomas.
Well, you posted one today, but do you remember watching come outside on Monday?
Postman Pat comes.
Yes, Postman Pat comes. Auntie Mabel and Pippin.
Not to the post, one postman Pat, big postman, baby postman Pat, two baby postmen.
Two baby postmans? Well, Auntie Mabel and Pippin had been to stay with somebody, and when they came home, Pippin had forgotten his suitcase, hadn't he?
Yeah.
So Auntie Mabel wrote to say, thank you for a nice day, and please keep the the suitcase safe. And she wrote a letter in a big brown envelope, didn't she? Was it brown?
Was it? Pants Purdy.
Farty Pants?
Farty Pants Purdy.
Farty Pants Purdy?
Yeah, Pew Farty Pants
Purdy. I don't think it was a brown envelope. I think it was a red envelope, Auntie Mabel's letter.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Purdy got in it on there.
Now, has she finished her tea?
Oh, yeah.
Why is she
going to... Sleep with you.
She's going to do what?
Sleep there.
She's going to sleep there, is she?
Yeah. She told no dress on yet. No dress.
No dress?
No.
Well, who do you think's wearing a dress, Purdy?
Oh, yes, yes.
Purdy doesn't wear dresses.
Yes.
She doesn't.
Yes.
Thomas, you've got a really big bruise on your leg. What's happened? Have you fallen?
Oh, no.
Have you bumped into anything?
Strap something in the... And head.
You bumped your head? No, just be careful. I'm trying to do something else now. Well, did you do that at toddler group?
Oh, yes.
Where did you fall? I didn't see you fall.
Oh, started. There's a bounce on here. I fall down.
Isabel and Sonia all fall down.
Sonia talking. Well, Sonia talking. Mummy.
Sonia was talking to Mummy.
Yes. Just fell over. Isabel fell over.
You fell over and Isabel fell over. Well,
Sonia. Like the oranges.
Like the oranges?
And make green twos. And I like doing both. Leading strawberries and lettuce and oranges, pears.
Strawberries, oranges, pears.
Apples.
Apples.
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
Strawberries.
Sausages.
Fishes.
Fishes.
Yeah. Swim.
Fishes swim.
Yes. Crocodiles.
Crocodiles? I don't think it's a shopping list anymore, Thomas, because I don't think we usually go shopping for crocodiles, do we?
Oh, yes, yes.
Do we?
Yeah.
Does Sam have crocodiles on his mobile shop?
Oh, yes.
Does he?
Big chicks. Little girl's dad. Make oranges and chips hot.
Make oranges and chips hot?
Fire, Sam. Fire. They just keep it on.
Talking about Fireman Sam now?
Yes. Then a fire engine out. Beba Beba!
Oh, is that what the fire engine says? Beba Beba?
Yes, Sonia, it's on here. It's about. There's a movie coming on here. There's her legs apart. Meebaw, meebaw!
Are you saying the meebaw, meebaw's coming for Sonia because she's got a poorly leg? Well, I think her leg's nearly better now, Thomas.
Better.
She's still got a bandage on it, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She's still got a big bandage on her leg. And she can't walk all that well still, can she?
No.
But she's a lot better than she was. Matilda Isabel has to be a really good girl, doesn't she, to help her mummy? You're a good boy, really, aren't you?
No.
No?
No pay-up.
No pay-up? What is this pay-up that you keep talking about?
Sonia don't play pay-ups.
Sonia and Isabel pay-ups.
Daddy Rob pay-up.
Daddy Rob pay-up. Is pay-up something to do with money, Thomas? Asking somebody to pay up some money?
Ha-ha!
Ha-ha! Now you're laughing because you know what
Freddy
you're
talking about. Pay-up too.
Freddy pay up too?
Meow!
Well, Freddy's just said meow, hasn't she?
Like a pay up. It's for Christmas. Like a tree. Like the big lovely leaves. So we love a big slowly pretty. Meow!
Sounded like you were talking about the leaves falling off, but then you've suddenly gone back to saying beebar beebar and talking to Purdy, so I don't understand Thomas. And what else did Christopher have to tell you? Did he tell you about his day at school?
Oh no.
No? Did he not mention his day at school?
No, Daddy wants to start a big relay. Please, Daddy, really, really, Daddy, really, don't start a relay. Daddy wants to start a relay. That was not a willy, that's not a willy.
You're talking about all the people who have a willy? It's a silly thing to talk about. Mummy hasn't anyway, has she?
Yeah.
No.
Freddy got a willy.
No, Freddy hasn't.
Two, 40 pence,
Freddy. Don't say that about Freddy, she's lovely.
Lovely.
She is lovely.
Oh,
no, Thomas, I want you to sit down. Come on, we're trying to get you changed.
Oh, what a pants.
You're going to need, you've got your trousers wet, haven't you? You're going to have to put some clean trousers on you. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Aren't you going to lie down?
No, sit down there.
Sit down there.
No, sit down.
No, sit down.
No.
You don't want to sit down?
Yes.
Yes. Right, come on, lie down. Let's get you changed.
Look.
And I'll go and get a clean vest to clean up before you.
I'll be laughing right now. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Yes, we need clean nappy, clean vest.
Oh, no, clean rainbow, no.
And clean trousers.
No, no. Freddy's not wearing trousers.
Freddy's not wearing trousers, but then... Birdie doesn't get her clothes wet, does she? Birdie has a fur coat.
Oh, dear.
And she doesn't get that dirty, does she?
No.
Thomas, you've got a very big bruise on your leg. I don't like the look of that. Did you perhaps fall off a tricycle or a bike or a tractor or something?
A tractor.
A tractor?
No.
You just walked into something?
Yeah.
And what did you walk into?
And my leg was a smash.
You smashed? What did you smash into?
The glass.
The glass?
The big wall. How do you end off? Ow! Ow! I didn't it. Ow! Not stand up. Ow!
Not stand up? Ow. I'm sure if it had been that bad, I would have heard about it. Well, earlier on, you did fall against the table, didn't you? You were sort of doing something at your chair and you fell over, but I didn't think you'd really hurt yourself.
Ow!
Ow, is that what you said when you fell?
Yes.
Did you?
Ow!
You didn't come and tell Mummy about it, did you?
Yes. Did
you?
Ow, Mummy.
Ow, Mummy.
Big ow, big round, big ow, big, big visual all the mouth, baby. Big glass in your mouth.
Glass in your mouth?
Yes.
You've not had glass in your mouth, Thomas. You've just been looking at my teeth saying bite it. Can you hear that aeroplane?
Not heard it? No, not sunshine.
No, not sunshine. But it's very loud, Thomas. Can you really not hear it?
Oh, please. Please come back. Scratching him.
Oh, what's she doing now? Scratching her ear?
I don't know.
She didn't know yet. She's having a little wash, isn't she?
I need to wash your foot.
Look, you try and wash your foot, you'll fall over. Putting it in your mouth, won't you? No, Thomas, don't. No, don't lick your nose.
Yeah, I'm watching Purdy.
You're watching Purdy?
No, not Purdy.
Yes, that's right, she's run away again.
Yeah, come on, Purdy.
You've got a big tummy.
Yes, Freddy's got a big tummy.
Making a lot of noise, aren't you?
Feather pants.
Oh no, you've hit your head on the lampshade.
Ow!
Oh, but that was your own fault because you swung the lampshade, didn't you? So when it came back, it just bumped you.
Ow!
Ow.
Bump that.
We need to sort some money out later on.
Oh, dear.
Because we've got to pay on Friday when we go to music time, bang a drum time. We've got to pay Julian, haven't we, for the next term. And this morning at Title Group, they were telling us about the Christmas party, which is going to be on the 7th of December. And we've got to let them know next week who's coming.
Dimitra.
Yeah. And we've got to pay a pound, haven't we?
No, pay a pound, no.
Well, you can't go to the party then.
What party?
Oh, you want to go to the party? That's on the 7th of December. That's Purdy's birthday. Are you whispering the happy birthday song? Right, let's put some trousers on.
Yes.
Oh, that leg first, isn't it?
Happy birthday to you, Mummy. Happy birthday, Mummy. Happy birthday to you, Mummy. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. That's nice of you. No, don't mess up my hair. I don't like that. No, I don't like that.
Yeah, I like that. Mummy likes that.
No, Mummy doesn't like that.
Yes.
No, listen, there's a big difference with you. Listen. When you're tired, you always hold Mummy's hand.
No, Mummy.
You haven't bumped your head.
Yes.
Listen, you always hold Mummy's hair very nicely and gently when you're tired. And when you're upset, you like to hold Mummy's hair. And I never mind that because it's gentle, but I do not like you pulling hair or doing what you've just done with it, which is just messing it up for no reason, because that's not nice, Thomas.
Yeah.
It is nice. Nobody pulls your hair, do they?
Yeah.
They don't. But they might start. If you start pulling other people's hair, they might start pulling yours back. Oh, yes, they might.
No.
Yes. Have a little sit there, because when we went out to post our letter and our little walk, we went to the shop, didn't we?
Yeah.
And what did we buy? A magazine?
No.
No, we bought two magazines. Mummy bought a magazine. And?
No.
We bought a magazine for Thomas.
Oh.
No, what magazine is this?
Bob the Builder. See Bob the Builder.
It's Bob the Builder.
A lot of stitch on it.
What's that?
A stitch.
A stitch?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's not a stitch. It's a free badge that's come with the magazine. A free Bob the Builder magazine badge. So
Rob and Eddie!
Pop the Bill, you're singing Rob the Builder song, are you?
No! Yes, we fix it!
Yes, we fix it. So rather than ripping the magazine, we'll use these scissors. There we are.
Oh,
look at the badge.
Like it.
Yes, look at who is it?
Bob Ruder.
And what's he wearing?
Telephone.
A telephone. No, he's carrying a telephone. He's carrying his mobile phone. But he's wearing a yellow helmet, isn't he?
Mm.
And he's got big sturdy boots on. And what's he got around his waist?
Coat.
A coat, that's called a belt. And it, you know, like Daddy wears a belt to hold his trousers up?
Mm.
And that belt that Bob the Builder's wearing has tools all the way around it, doesn't it? So shall we have a look inside?
There's lofty. Windy. Lofty. Steamroller.
A steamroller?
Tractor. Big lofty.
Big lofty. Well, who's this?
Mixer.
That's the mixer, and the mixer's called Dizzy because he goes round and round and round till he's dizzy. And who's this?
A train.
A crane? Is that called Lofty because he goes very high? He can lift his crane very high, can't he?
The one wheel on.
One wheel? Yes, the two front wheels look a bit buckled, don't they? I'm sure they're not, but they look it. And who's this?
Tractor
called Travis.
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 What's this? Oh, you know that who the steamroller is, don't you?
It is.
What's he called?
Him.
What's the steamroller called? Rolly.
Rolly.
And is that Scoop?
Scoop.
Scoop's the digger, isn't he?
Yeah.
And
what's this?
That's another digger by the look at it, and that's called Muck.
Muck.
That sounds a good name, doesn't it? Muck.
Muck.
Muck's red, isn't he?
Muck red.
So how does the song go? Scoop, Muck and Dizzy and Rolly too, Lofty and Wendy join the crew.
Open inside it.
Open inside it? You want to have a look at the magazine, don't you?
Mm. What's this?
What do you think is happening?
What's this? Bob the Builder doing now.
What's Bob the Builder doing now? He looks like he's drilling something, doesn't he?
Mm.
Have you noticed he's got
glasses.
He's got glasses. I was just about to say, have you noticed he's got some special glasses on his face? That's so...
What's this?
That's Wendy, isn't it, Bob's wife? And what's the pussycat called? What's Pussycat called?
Pussycat Toad.
What's Bob the Builder's Pussycat called?
Toad.
Pilchard?
Pilchard. Not brushes it all off.
Now, when people are doing special work, Thomas, sometimes things splash up into their eyes, so they have to wear special goggles to protect their eyes.
What's happening?
Well, it looks to me...
And what the Bob the Builder doing?
Well, it's asking us some questions. It's saying, look at the pictures and decide if the sentences are true or false. Then tick the right boxes. Well, we won't tick it, but the first question is, Bob is eating a sandwich. Is Bob eating a sandwich?
Yeah.
Well, it looks more like a piece of cake, but he's eating something. I suppose it could be a tomato sandwich on brown bread, but it looks more like a cake. And it says Scoop. Scoop is empty. Is it empty or has he got something in it?
What's this?
He's got bits of gravel in it, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not empty, is it?
No.
And it says Dizzy is next to Scoop. Is Dizzy next to Scoop?
Yes.
Yes, he is, isn't he? Dizzy the mixer is next to Scoop. And the last question, Bob's cup is red. That's Bob's cup. What colour is it?
Hello.
It's yellow, so that's not true, is it?
No.
No.
Big ladder.
Big ladders, yes. Oh, Who's that up there?
Pilchard.
That's Pilchard, yes. Oh, and there's something here that shows you how to make a toolbox from a shoebox, some string and glue and paint. Well, this one's saying which badge matches the free one on the front of the cover. There's a picture here of five different badges.
A yellow one.
A yellow one.
A blue one.
A red one.
Orange.
An orange one.
Pink one.
And a pink one. That's very clever. Now you look at that and tell me which of those badges is the one like that you're holding in your hand.
Not sticking.
No, it doesn't stick anymore to the magazine. We've taken the tape off. You tell me which of these five looks like this.
Snip. Really tough.
Yeah, Mummy got it off with the scissors, the snips. Which badge does this look like, Thomas?
Blue again.
Looks like blue again. It looks like the blue one, doesn't it?
Let's just fix it. Let's see.
Oh, that's showing you how to make a toolbox. And look, when the little boy's finished making the toolbox, he's wearing a yellow helmet.
What happened?
Oh, what happened? This says Travis and Scoop's race day. It looks like Travis and Scoop must have been having a race.
Happened to Travis.
Is Spud a character from Bob the Builder, Thomas?
What's Spud?
Spud, is a Spud? This must be somebody that you know about and I don't. Spud's wearing a scarf, isn't he?
A Spud?
What colour is his scarf?
Green, blue.
Green, blue and?
Red.
Oh, we'll have to tell Daddy about this because it says you can visit Bob and his gang on the brand new website. Oh, Daddy, I'd like to do that. Look at this. Use pens, paints or crayons to colour in this picture of Bob and the gang. They don't look the same without the colours, do they?
Yeah.
Who do you think that is?
Steamroller.
Steamroller.
Lofty.
Lofty the crane.
Bob.
Where is Bob? I can't see Bob. I don't think Bob's on the picture, is he?
No. Mixer.
A mixer. There's lots of other things as well, look, on this picture. There are traffic cones, there's even a balloon. There's hammers and saws and lamps and mugs and bricks.
Let's see one. Bench our thing. What's this? A bend.
Now, who's that? That's advertising something else that you see on television. Who are they?
What's this?
The Tweenies?
Tweenies.
You like the Tweenies?
Bella.
Bella?
Yeah.
Is she called Bella?
Yes.
Is she really?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know something else that I don't know, because I don't really watch the Tweenies. I know the Teletubbies, and I know Bob the Builder. And I know Postman Pat and Thomas the Tank Engine, but I'm not familiar with the Tweenies. Do the Tweenies sing songs?
Yes. What happened?
What happened? Well, those are some pictures that children have sent in. Oh, and what have we got on the back page?
Lofty.
Lofty? It looks like Bob's wife, Wendy, and Bob?
What's this? Not Wendy.
Is it not Wendy?
No.
Well, who do you think it is?
She's Lofty. Lofty, Wendy.
Lofty? Well, if it's Lofty, Lofty's a boy, and this character's wearing a skirt, Thomas. Boys don't usually wear skirts. Do they?
Yeah.
Perhaps it's not Wendy. Perhaps it's a lady customer that Bob's doing some building work for.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Bob.
Bob the Builder?
Bob the Builder. But, Thomas read it.
Thomas read it, yes, you have a look at it.
Hello.
Shall we fix your badge? And your sweatshirt?
No. Take it off.
Take it off? Well, it's fallen on the floor. Don't you want to just see it when she comes?
No.
And Demetra comes on Thursday or Friday, whenever she's coming. Can't think when it is. I think it's Friday this week.
on, coat on.
Bob's got his coat on, yes. He wears a fluorescent jacket like that.
And Bobby
is the builder, but we have somebody living next door to us. Fred.
Yes.
Fred works at the airport and sometimes he has to wear a bright jacket like that, doesn't he? So no, you see, do you know what to wear it?
No.
No, all right then, we'll just hold it. Your special Bob the Builder badge. That's lovely, isn't it?
Bob the Builder badge.
Very good badge.